away is a good idea.
Who is the one man do you suppose that we ought to have, we ought to seek to get to lay out the plans? Now, the brochure, the memo that we have from you is a general description, but it doesn't say run the road from the Post Oak on the north side and 100 feet and then curl around. I mean, it's not specific.
Well, I would think that the thing that Will Oldham and these people ought to do, and we ought to work closely with them, is for them to take on one of our top people. It would probably be Mr. Kruger, who's their top landscape planner, the Park Service, as a consultant. You know, they could loan them somebody for a month or 2 months, whatever was necessary, and he could lay out an initial plan.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be the best way to do it.
That sounds good.
And he'd simply be working for them and be loaned. We do that with other state park people all along.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody could criticize us for that. So I think Will and these people, we could sit right down with them and go to work on it.
Excuse me, Mrs. Johnson, the president would like to be in on this call.
All right. I'll put him right on. He's going to get back on with us. Stuart was just saying that he thinks the best thing to do is to get Will Oldham and them to ask for, as an advisor, their chief landscape man, Mr. Krieger. Now I'll turn him back over to you.
How do you spell his name?
Kruger, C-R-U-E-G-E-R. He's the best.
C-R-K.
K. He's the best landscape.
K-R-U-E-G-E-R.
That's right.
All right, that's good.
He's the best landscape planner that they have.
All right, now, Stu, I want to be very careful that we don't in any way compromise the public interest in any way. If it's to the interest not to advertise or not to ask or not to produce or not to sell, let's don't do it. But I would like for you to probe it and test it and explore it, because I know it is to the public interest for us to go on with some movement and advancement with the Vietnam War on. We just can't close up shop and quit. And I think you realize it's not a personal matter with me that we got 143 and we taking in 119. But you know what you'd do if you were Congressman from Arizona, you couldn't take a $24 billion deficit. So we got to do something about it, and whatever we can make up, we ought to. And my own judgment is that it would be a good time to let these boys go all over the country exploring to try to make them do it here. And my own thing would be the more we could find, the better, because the more reserves we have and the more supply we have and so on and so forth. Now, if you would look into that and give me a ring next day or two, I've got to see shoes Tuesday and Wednesday. And everybody is just poverty. Shriver's got to have more. Atomic Energy's crying for more. Webb is crying for. They've got a man, they've got a landing on the moon, the Russians have. And we've cut Webb $600 million last year, $300 million this year, and he says he can't make his schedule. We got the rover project that Clint Anderson, all of them will move in heaven and earth about. We got five big appeals from Department of Defense, anti-missile, Russians are protecting their people, and we're not, and that's $40, $50 billion one. Johnson wants 160,000 more men for his army, chief of staff. Air Force says they got to have a bomber plane. Navy says they got to have nuclear frigates. All of them say they got to have an improvement in the intercontinental missile. We've cut everybody as much as we know how to cut them, so we've just got to try to do something with our revenues. And if you would look about what you might advertise, you look about what you might step up production, if you look about what you might compromise, and give me any ideas either for expediting the court or for sending some emissaries to them to get some of it compromised or released some way, I doubt we could. But those 3 points, it would be mighty helpful.
Well, we'll do our level best, and I think we can help them.
Thank you, Stu.
Fine.
You call me, will you?
I surely will.